like to invite you, if you don't mind, to stand with me and let's sing number 9, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Thank you, Lord. Tune my heart. It's good to gather for the evening sacrifice, right? Our praise to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, offer songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song. Singing again. There are just some verses that are worth singing again. Now, Pastor Rudy Collis, he was Brother Bob Collis, if you know him, his father, he never liked that last part. He prone to leave the God I love. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. You know, he said nonsense with that. But he was senior pastor. He could say that. But his attitude was, that's gone. That's out of me. That I'm done. I'm not prone to wander anymore. Mm-hmm. And yet there's parts of me that still need to sing that. Lord, you get those parts, right? And I love what it says. Do you feel like you're a debtor to grace? You can't praise them enough. There's a psalm that says, praise waiteth for thee. It's just, we can't keep up. And here we're gathered on Tuesday evening, the evening sacrifice. David in the psalm said, the lifting up of the hands, right? Mm-hmm. Let's worship him. Let's just, let's sing it again, that third verse. And just feel free. Now, I don't know what church you go to. I know... some churches don't worship out loud, and some aren't. You know, some people don't worship out loud. But we can, you know, whether you worship out loud or not, let's offer up praise to our Lord, to this wonderful grace in which we're indebted to, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's if we can, bless His heart. What if we begin the meeting by saying, God, I want to bless your heart. Isn't that what the psalmist said? Yes. Come on, let's sing it with all that's within us.
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor lightly I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee.
Thank you for such a redemption, oh God. Thank you for justification. Oh God, we are so grateful. Oh, we worship you tonight. We offer the sacrifice of our lips and we say, praise him, praise him, praise him. Glory and honor and power to our God. Lord, you reign. Jesus, our glorious King, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, say the name with me, Jesus. Oh, there's power in that name. There's salvation in that name. There's redemption in that name. There's justification in that name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We worship you. We bow before you, oh God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus. We pray you'll receive our evening sacrifice, Lord. God, though it may be feeble, it's from our hearts, and you're worthy. And you've taught us how to worship in spirit and in truth. And Lord, what a gift. Because your majesty is here. And that's all we need, Lord, is to be in the presence of the King. And we thank you for that. We ask, God, that the Holy Spirit will have his way this evening. And all that is said and done, sung, Lord Jesus, we pray, God, that on this piece of earth here tonight, the kingdom of God will be set forth in our hearts. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing yet number 202, Such Love, Such Wondrous Love. 202. And don't make me call on you.
Love this story that this song is based upon the prodigal son. And it reminded me, Brother Stephan, when you came to Spotswood Chapel a few months ago, and he preached on the prodigal son. And I don't know, anytime anybody speaks on it, they give such a different slant, and my heart just gets just so inspired and just so blessed. And when you spoke, Brother Stephan, it just he brought out the point of the older son and how the father said to him, "Everything I have is yours." And Stephan, that just spoke to me, and it still does today. And I don't remember a lot of things, you know. I guess I'm just getting a little bit older, so I don't remember things. Bless me for a while, and then I come to a meeting like this, and I'm reminded of something else, and I carry that along. But that just really stuck with me, and I thought, you know, that's what the Lord says to us. Our Father says, "All that I have is yours." And sometimes we just don't avail ourselves of those things. You know, He has a table spread for us. Yeah. He has purchased so much for us. And what do? We hold back a little bit. Oh, I don't know if I feel like having that today. Or I don't know, that's really quite not for me. Or I'm not worthy of that. And we make up excuses, and I don't want to be like that. I want to say, "Yes, Lord, thank you. I am not worthy of all that you purchased, but hey, I'm not a fool. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take all that you have for me, whether it's the joy of the Lord, or whether it's that peace that passes understanding, whether it's forgiveness that we heard about last night and prayed about. Lord, you have all this I have is yours." And so even tonight, how about it, right? All that he has is ours. Now, we may be a little tired, right? Or a little weary of this weary weather out there, right? The rainy weather. But, you know, it's great that we can just wake ourselves up and be reminded again and again of all God purchased and say, "You know what? I'm taking it. It's for me. All that he has belongs to us. And so I take it freely tonight. And I thank you, Jesus, for offering it freely to me and to all of us."
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear Jesus.
Wonderful, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes. Wonderful. All that I want is in Jesus Christ. He said, God is so good.
Amen.
And I know what you're saying, Brother Gus. You feel like you can't be grateful enough. As I heard these testimonies, I was thinking of my senior pastor's wife. She was actually a pastor herself, Sister Grace Schulteis. Some of you here know her or knew her. But one of the pleasures of living in the parsonage with the Schulteises was Sunday afternoon eating with them, because she was a fabulous cook. It's just, I'm not a big food guy, but I'm telling you, I learned to eat at their table. But here's the thing. Every time you told her how wonderful the mashed potatoes were, you got more. And that was the danger, because you were trying to be polite, and you had, I remember being so full, and just, but you know, if you knew this saint of God, she had the most heavenliest smile, and how was it? Oh, it was good. Plop. You got more. You know? And you appreciated her so much, you cleared the plate, and then, you know, you had to roll out of there. That's our Lord. That's our God. When we worship Him, isn't it incredible? He's worthy. He paid the price for us. All those wonderful things. We exalt Him. We worship Him. And His very presence strengthens us, relieves us from the things that are heavy on our heart. You feel a lift, don't you?
Yes.
And that's the wonderful presence of God. He wants to abide with us all the time. Let's sing number 123, More Abundantly. More Abundantly. And I'll ask you, if you are willing and able, let's stand and sing this wonderful hymn together. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the abundant life we can have in Christ. We thank you for that, Lord. Oh God, may we discover it more and more. We pray, Father, that it will become a reality in our hearts. Lord Jesus, not just a biblical rhetoric, but Lord, know that we have that abundant life. And that life is your presence. And we thank you. It's your love. We just thank you for that. We pray tonight again for the campers, Lord. We lift them up before you that they might come to know that abundant life. If any of them have not come to know the Lord Jesus in a real way, that their sins can be forgiven, Lord, we pray that will sink in, that by the Holy Ghost you'll make that real to them. Give them a revelation of yourself. Strengthen every counselor, we pray. Lord, equip them day, each day, with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we ask this, Father. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated?